Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with artist Mel Casas at his casa in San Antonio, Texas. The date is August 14th, 1996. The interviewer for the archives is Paul Karlstrom, and this is first tape, tape one, side A. Okay, now we're doing it. We're really doing it.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is, we're doing it. But I want to start out by thanking you for allowing me to come over this afternoon against your better judgment and to participate in this project. This, just for the purpose of identification on the tape as well as anything else, is part of the current archives Latino art documentation project, and San Antonio is one of the places where we'll be doing some work. As I mentioned to you earlier, these kinds of interviews for the archives tend to be pretty heavily biographical, and what I hope to do in the time available to us is, well, learn something about your story, family background, experiences, especially those that of course relate to your art, because we're the Archives of American Art and you're an artist, and that's really what we're focusing on. But before we go into that, I can't help but start with, well, take us back just a few moments, really, when we were looking at your recent, some slides of your recent work and then some of the works themselves. You were sitting in your living room, and a number of them are lined up against the wall, really on a series of chests, display cabinets, I guess you'd say. We saw some upstairs, and they look like tiles, actually. They look like tile work, painted. In fact, you say, and you want to know, that you're working with acrylic paint, but building it up, working with it very thickly and building it up so that it actually has a bit of relief. They're very simple images, very striking. I'm not going to describe them beyond that, but they seem to be several themes that you return to. Anyway, you've been working on this series, which some of which have been shown, I guess, for how long?
This particular series?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess 4 or 5 years at least.
Well, could you tell me a little bit about what appealed to you about the method, about the way of working with the materials? You mentioned that earlier that you had become, I don't know, less interested in working in, you know, the conventional way with the brush, paints and brushes, and that this represented a new departure for you, one that has been satisfying for certain reasons?
I guess the way I should approach it is, it's not a thought out process, it's just an inner dissatisfaction. I had a very strong academic education, classic drawing, classic painting, and I could handle the pastels, charcoal, Conte, and oil paint, and then later acrylic with a brush, very proficiently, simply because I got very good training. But with time, you find that this kind of facility sometimes tends to lead nowhere, at least for me, and I can only speak for myself. So I began to play more with paint directly. And I began to pour paint and move it around with a brush.